here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long. So good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Dart of Death. For many years, pioneers had marveled at the geysers, waterfalls, and canyons which they saw as they traveled the Northwest Trail. In the year 1872, the Congress of the United States set aside this area as a national park. The government sent a group of men to survey the park boundaries and post notices of the park decree. As our story opens, the striking contrast of two men who are walking along a wooded path is made more apparent by the vast difference in their speech. One, a tall, erect person with a military bearing, the other, his companion, exactly 3 feet high, an African pygmy.
Can't you walk faster, Tagani?
No, Buena Ackley. Pygmy legs, short. Brush thick here in woods. We'll be there soon.
Did you see other notices like this one you brought back to me?
No, Buena. No more.
So the government of the United States has decreed this territory to be Yellowstone National Park. Passed a law making this whole area a game preserve.
Why this make you mad, Buena?
Oh, you imbecile. Don't you realize that if the Indians are no longer allowed to trap animals and bring me the pelts as tribute, I stand to lose everything.
You, Master Buena, Indians not stop trapping. They see what Tagani see with own eyes. You make water rise from earth when you command.
No longer just a matter of commanding the water to rise for your sake and for the Indians. Can't you understand we're dealing with the men the government sent?
You show them water rise from earth when you command, they bow to you, Buena.
That is not enough, Tagani. I had the Indians warn them to get out. For failing to take heed, they'll lose their lives.
You say, Buena, Tagani kill. Wait.
What is it, Tagani?
Man hit nail in tree.
Yes, I hear it.
Noise come from where Tagani take down paper you there.
The blighter who's using that hammer will never post another notice. Have you your blowgun and darts ready, Tagani?
Yes, Buena. One scratch from poison dart of blowgun, man die.
Can you see your quarry yet, Tagani?
Yes, Buena.
Excellent, Tagani. You found your mark. Now go find other white men. Let them feel the sting of your dart of death.
You and Pancho see these geysers before, Cisco?
See, Uncle Jose. Only they are called geysers.
Geysers, geysers, you know, the same thing. The water explodes from the ground, no?
See? There is one geyser which erupts faithfully every hour. I am glad you'll be able to see this before you have to return to Hermosillo.
Now, I, Uncle Jose, will be not only an hombre who can read and write, but... Chihuahua, look, Cisco.
Santos, up there, acá.
Go, loco.
Go.
Uncle Hombre Jose. Hope that hombre lying in the ground not dead, Cisco.
We'll soon find out. Oh, yeah. Ho, ho.
Oh, let's go.
Oh. I'm afraid it's beyond our help, Uncle Jose.
But you think he tried to protect himself with that hammer in his hand?
No, Uncle Jose. I think he was using the hammer to nail that poster to the tree. See what it says.
The sign only said he's going to be Yellowstone Park.
Yellowstone Park.
Oh, what that in the hombre's back, Cisco?
Miniature arrow.
Oh, that could be a little niño kill him.
No little niño did this. From the position of the dead hombre, I would say that arrow came from this direction. Madre mía.
What is it, Cisco?
There, at the base of that tree in the damp ground.
It's a footprint. But, Cisco, look how little it is. It got to belong to a little niño.
A small boy. And this boot print belongs to a big hombre.
Then the little niño not shoot the arrow. It got to be the big hombre would do it. Ay, somebody shoots at us, Cisco.
Quickly, behind these trees, Jose. That must be the killer.
Oh, Cisco. Cisco, you get hit. Please tell Uncle Jose you're not dead.
I got one of them, Dad. I saw him hit the ground.
I hope you didn't kill him, Ellen.
Well, he killed Bill Barnes, didn't he? He deserves to die.
Did you actually see him murder Bill?
No, but there's Bill and there are the killers.
Well, we'll give that other hombre a chance to surrender. You over there, throw down your guns or you'll get the same medicine your partner got.
Uncle Jose, not throw down the guns. You shoot Cisco. Uncle Jose, get you.
He said Cisco. Could it be the Cisco Kid, Dad?
Hold your fire. Is your partner the Cisco Kid?
See, you coyote, and you'll pay for his murder.
Oh, wait, please. I made a mistake. Let us help you. We'll put up our guns. Come on, Dad.
I might not believe you, Ellen. Oh, careful.
I don't care.
Keep your hands up in the air. Jose got you cover.
We'll do as you say.
Why you shoot Cisco, senorita?
I didn't know he was the Cisco Kid. Oh, look, Dad, he's not dead. He's breathing.
Yeah, the bullet only grazed his skull, Ellen.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
Madre mía. That'd be big relief for Uncle Jose. Uncle Jose, light 3 candles when you get back to Hermosillo.
He's coming, too.
Oh, water. Get a canteen, Dad.
Oh, my head.
Oh, lie still, please. You'll be all right.
See? Not you worry, Cisco. You're not dead.
I better get that water.
I'm all right now. Who are you, senor? Why did you shoot at me?
Dad didn't shoot you, Cisco. I did. I can't tell you how sorry I am for doing it. I mistook you for the person who killed Bill Barnes.
You know the dead hombre?
I'd better explain from the beginning, Cisco.
How do you know me, senor? I would remember if we had ever met, senorita.
Well, we've never actually met, Cisco. It's only that we've heard so much about you.
I'm Jim Blake, Cisco. This is my daughter, Ellen. We've heard about you. Matter of fact, General Miles back in Washington tried to locate you to help me with the job I'm doing.
Bill Barnes was working for us. You see, Dad was sent here with a crew of men to survey this area and blaze trails.
See? Uncle Jose, read the poster. It'll be called Yellowstone Park, no?
No, Yellowstone Park. Well, when I saw you two and Bill Barnes lying there dead, I thought that... Well, I'm sorry, I didn't think... I just started shooting.
That is understandable, senorita. I am glad to be alive to hear the explanation. Do you have any idea who killed your hombre, Bill Barnes?
The Indians. One of them came to our camp with a warning to leave here.
He carried the little tiny bow and arrows, maybe, huh?
Well, what do you mean?
Come with me, senorita. I'll show you. Your hombre, Bill Barnes, is dead because of a small arrow. An arrow too small to have killed him, unless it was a... Santos.
What's the matter, Cisco?
Unless it was dipped in poison.
Santo Cristobal, that got to be it.
If that is the case, we are up against the most dangerous killer I ever met. One scratch of a poison arrow will be disastrous to any one of your hombres and to every one of us.
The
By using the rope footbridge over the falls, we'll get to the white men's camp very shortly.
Wait, Bwana Akle.
What is it, Tagani?
People follow us, Bwana. Tagani put ear to ground.
I don't hear a thing.
Shh! Riders of horses come. 3, maybe 4.
Those gunshots we heard after you killed the man posting the notice. His body must have been found.
They track us. Come along same trail we take.
Come on, across the bridge. Their horses cannot follow. They'll give up the chase.
Maybe they leave horse, walk across like us.
I hope they do. We'll be waiting for them on the other side.
Hey, Tagani used poison dart blowgun. They die!
Watch out, you misbegotten dwarf. The way you're shaking this bridge will cause it to fling us down into the falls.
Hey, Tagani, take care, Bwana.
Perhaps it's better for you not to use the darts yet. Some of our pursuers may escape and warn the others.
What you do, Bwana?
I'll cut the ropes holding the bridge. The trackers will have no way of crossing to follow us.
Wait, Bwana. There are people now. We hide or they see us.
Hurry.
They not see us back of brush, Bwana. This like jungle. Now you cut ropes.
As soon as I get my knife from the sheath. You were right, Tagani. There were 4 of them.
Oh, 1 not man, 1 girl. Wear man's clothes.
By Jove, you're right. You know the proper time to cut the ropes of this bridge is when on one of them is on it.
Yes, Bwana. That good. When bridge cut, it throw man into waterfalls. The great waters of falls grab him, smash him on rocks below.
The tracks lead directly across that rope footbridge.
Boy, didn't that look very strong, Cisco?
Well, I'm sure the Indians who built it made it strong enough to walk across. We'll have to leave the horses.
That bridge is mighty precarious looking with only that rope to hold on to while crossing it.
The boot prints of the hombre and the tracks of the little boy are fresh. They cannot be too far ahead. Uncle Jose, we will take ropes, guns, and ammunition with us.
Si, Cisco. Uncle Jose, loop his rope over his shoulder like you do yours.
Senorita Ellen, you and Senor Jim stay here.
I will not. I'm going, too.
Oh, there's no use arguing with Ellen, Cisco. I've learned from experience. I got everything I need in my saddlebags. I'll take them along.
Very well. But I think the senorita should remain here.
Well, just let me put my arms around your waist, please, and hold on to you while we walk across the bridge. And I'll be all right, Cisco.
Have it your own way, Senorita Ellen. Come ahead.
See? I have full confidence in you. I'm not even looking down.
Hold on and follow me just as you are doing, senorita. In no time, we will be across.
Ella! Cisco! Look out!
Cisco! That man! He's cutting the ropes of the bridge! We're fine!
And it does not seem that Cisco and Ellen can escape the death that awaits them. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy. And be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new butternut wheat bread. The finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth. Turns to a crisp golden brown. Tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
And back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Dart of Death. To maintain control over the vast domain recently decreed a national park, Kermit Akeley instructs his servant, an African pygmy named Tagani, to kill any other white men with a poison blow dart gun. Cisco and his party set out to trail the killer. Kermit and Tagani cross a rope footbridge over Yellowstone Falls and then cut the ropes holding the bridge while Cisco and Ellen attempt to cross, flinging them toward the roaring, churning waters and sharp, crushing rocks at the base of the falls. Now.
Hold tightly, Señorita Ellen. Your life depends on it.
Oh, I'm holding on to you as tightly as I can, Cisco. I don't even dare open my eyes. I'm so scared.
Now, listen to me, Señorita Ellen. I want you to open your eyes. You can see that by grabbing the wooden slats of the bridge, I was able to hang on to it. The slats of the bridge form a ladder. I'm going to try to climb up them to the top.
I'll try to hold on, Cisco.
Yes, keep holding tightly.
Are we almost to the top?
Almost, Senorita, almost. A little bit more.
Keep coming, Cisco. You're doing fine. Hang on, Ellen. Hang on, please.
Bueno, Senorita. We will make it.
I'm getting awfully tired. I don't think...
Do not think. Just hold on.
No, you let go, Cisco.
You did it. You did it. Here. Let me take Ellen.
Grab her. Hold her securely, Senor Jim. You too, Jose.
I got her.
What about the coyote who cut the rope of the bridge?
Oh, he disappeared, Cisco, when he see you and the senorita not killed.
Did you see the little niño whose footprints we have been following?
Not a trace of him, Cisco. Come on, Ellen. We'll get you away from here.
Si, senorita. You must take it easy and rest.
Uncle Jose still not sabe how the big hombre able to use such a little bow to shoot those poison arrows.
Those arrows are too small to be shot by a bow. Would need a weapon almost like a barrel of a rifle to shoot them toward a target.
No matter what the killer's using, it's a lot of go cinch. He means to murder as many of us as he can.
I wonder why he's doing it.
The reason is not the most important thing right now, Señorita. Unless we can stop him, we may succeed with those darts of death.
Tagani, is that you?
Yes, Buona Akli. Tagani, do what you say.
Where are the Indians I sent you after?
Indians here now. Red men creep silent through brush like pygmy. They surround white men and white women.
By Jove, they did come silently. I had no indication they had assembled. Did you tell them to wait for my signal?
Tagani tell red men not to attack before Buona Akli shoot gun.
Attack? I told you I want one of the party of whites captured, not killed.
Tagani tell red men what Buona want. They know.
Then we attack. Come, Tagani. Be ready with the blowgun.
But you say...
I know what I said. Don't use it unless you get a signal from me.
No. Go, Jose.
Leave your gun to holster. We are surrounded.
You are making a wise decision. You won't be hurt unless you resist capture.
Santo Ignacio. What kind of niño that, Cisco?
It looks like a... But it can't be.
An African pygmy.
Quite right, old chap. Since you've identified him, perhaps you also can recognize the weapon he carries.
An African blow dart gun.
Righto. Are you aware of its lethal qualities?
The little poison arrows.
Ooh! That little hombre shoot the poison arrows through that tube, Cisco.
Unless you drop your guns to the ground and come along with me, you'll witness a demonstration of Tagani's prowess with a dart gun. And that demonstration will cost one of you your life.
The canvas walls of this tent are as much of a prison as the steel bars of a penitentiary.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to do as the Englishman demands, Cisco.
Si, Señor Jim. All he wants is for you to write the letter to the government... And say this Yellowstone Park not so good. Not can be settled, no?
Oh, Dad can't do that, Jose.
Well, not even if he'd save our lives, Senorita.
Writing the letter will not save our lives. That sidewinder will have us all killed as soon as he obtains the letter.
And he won't stop with that. He'll have to murder every man who came here with us.
I still can't understand how that Englishman Akeley is able to control these Indians. The way they bring all the pelts they trap to him, well, they're virtually slaves.
That puzzles me also, Senor Jim. For one thing, the tribe of Indians working for him do not belong in this part of the country.
Only Jose think there's something about them he see before.
Well, of course you have, Jose. They are Pima Indians from northern Mexico and Arizona. The only tribes native to this territory are the Shoshone, Brule Sioux, and the Yellowstone.
Quite an astute observation, Cisco. You're right, you know. Yes, Tagani and I overheard everything that's been said. We've been outside the tent for some time.
Show white men you, Master Buena. Make water rise from ground.
Silence, you idiot.
Water rise from the ground? The geysers.
So you've been taking advantage of a natural phenomenon in the ignorance of these people lately. So that's your hold over them, huh?
Oh! Don't use that tone of voice to me, Blake.
You skulking sidewinder!
Oh, Cisco! The dart gun!
Missed me, you little Maori! Before you get the chance to use that dart gun again, I'll take it from you.
Or say, grab the little hombre, Cisco.
Dad, Cisco, please.
You filthy swine. Strike me, will you?
Oh, no, Cisco. Please, don't hit him back. Please, Jose, take your hands off the pygmy.
No. All right, senorita. There are too many Indians against us.
Now, Tagani, kill!
Wait, Tagani. Not yet.
You, be my Indians. Listen to me. Why are you slaves in this strange territory, so far from your homes? This hombre actually has no magic. The water does not rise from the ground because of him.
I can prove the power of my magic. The Pima braves will witness this. When the moon sits full in the sky, I want the prisoner Cisco Kid tied to the stakes and stretched over the cauldron of earth from where the boiling waters rise.
Oh, no, he'll be scalded to death. Oh, Dad'll write the letter you want. Leave Cisco alone.
Too late for that now. My power has been challenged. You have as much chance to restrain the waters as you have to keep the moon from rising, Cisco. The full moon will bring you death.
Why those Indians not sabi that geyser explode every hour? Not no magic of that coyote, Eckley.
They are superstitious, Uncle Jose, and they are afraid.
Oh, what can we do? It's almost time, and it all seems so hopeless.
While we are still alive, there is hope, Senorita Ellen.
Where are my saddlebags? I just remembered something.
Well, what are you looking for, Dad? The pygmy searched them before he left them here. There's no weapon in them. I've already looked.
Oh, here it is.
That only a book, Senor Jim. That not can help Cisco.
It's an almanac, Jose, and if my memory holds right, it's the thing we need to help us all.
Well, what are you looking for, Dad?
The data on comets. Before leaving Washington, Dr. Warren, Professor Enright, told me to be sure to watch for the reappearance of Halley's Comet. Well, here it is. The comet is scheduled to be seen again in our skies during the full moon in the month of August of this year.
Oh, if you can only stall them until the comet appears in the sky, Cisco.
The Indians afraid of the comet, Cisco?
They believe it to be an omen of sudden death.
Oh, it does Pima Indians, Cisco. They come for you.
They're motioning for you to move out of the tent, Cisco.
I think they mean for all of us to go, Dad.
Come on, then. Let us hope your book about the comet is right, Senor Jim. Here. Through the flap of the tent, Senorita.
Thank you, Cisco.
Look. A full moon up in the middle of the sky.
Oh, I'm praying that Halley knew what he was writing about.
Well, if he didn't, we'll never live to dispute the information contained in the almanac.
You seem ready and eager to die, Cisco.
Now, Buena Ackley prove he makes great magic.
Listen to me, all of you. If harm comes to any one of us, the Great Spirit will send an omen of sudden death to all of you.
Let the Cisco Kid prove his words. They are empty because he lies.
Cisco, look there, up in the sky.
By the brightest star of Orion's belt, it's the comet. Old Halley knew what he was talking about.
Santa Lucia. Those Indians, they get down on their knees to you, Cisco.
Take Death Star with tail from sky, Buena Cisco. Tagani not want to die.
Get up on your feet, you blubbering fools. That's only a comet. Cisco had nothing to do with it. Tagani, get up, you blithering idiot. Shoot a poison dart at Cisco. Show the Indians he can die.
magic of Cisco Kid bigger than magic of Kermit Ackley. The Gani not want omen of sudden death to strike.
You've won them over, Cisco.
Oh, not Ackley.
Cisco, he go for his gun.
You've not won yet, you rotten blighter.
You will never get a chance to use that gun again. You coyote. Your days of power are over. Your days behind prison bars are about to begin.
Bueno, bueno, Cisco. You knocked that coyote out cold.
I'd hate to ever be at the receiving end of a punch like that last one, Cisco.
Never could have been delivered, Singer Jim. If it had not been for you, your almanac, and Holly's coming. You three will be at the receiving end of the credit for the development of Yellowstone National Park.
Cisco.
See, Uncle Jose.
What the government do? The government take the Pima Indians back to Mexico, no?
See, they did. And our government also sent the Gani back to his own country, to Africa.
That's very good. He pay for his crimes there, huh?
Well, he will not be in jail for too long, Uncle Jose. Huh? You see, everyone realizes the Gani was the unwitting tool of that maverick, Kermit Ackley.
That's good. Well, the sidewinder Ackley, he stay in jail for the rest of his life.
See, he will. And he deserves it, too. Now, Senor Jim and Senorita Allen can finish their work, and, well, they will never be interrupted again.
Uncle Jose hope he get the chance to write Pancho about the whole thing what happened, uninterrupted.
By the way, Jose, what is new with Pancho and his chicken fox?
Oh, he still got them, Cisco.
See?
And now, Pancho right, he got the headache, too.
Pancho has a headache? Do not try to tell me it's from thinking.
No, Cisco, it's from the doctor. Pancho just get the bill.
Oh, Uncle Jose.
Oh, Cisco.
Andiamo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper. An actual, true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt when you buy butternut. You can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white checked gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.